immediately, that's a richer question to answer. And it's going to take thought, and it's going to take reason, and it's going to take ideas, and it's going to take sort of synthesizing a bunch of different parts of what you think and what you believe and what you feel and what you remember all in one to answer that question. And that brings me to the best questions that you can ask.
Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak-performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now, let's get to the show.
Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. I want to talk to you today about questions. And I want to say that asking questions in a conversation is just as, if not more, important than answering questions, right? So when you're talking with someone, one of the most important things that you can do is ask them questions. According to Dale Carnegie in How to Win Friends and Influence People, people love talking about themselves. They love talking about what they love, and they love talking about what they think. So for the most part, unless they're real introverts, for the most part, you can be pretty comfortable asking people questions about what they think, what they believe, what they love, what they do for fun, all of that stuff. Notice the word I'm using to begin my questions, the word what. And let's think about this. The main types of questions that we can ask are who, what, when, where, why, and how. Those tend to be the ways we ask questions. But some words that ask questions are better than others. And I know this sounds a little weird, but it's really true. Some words are way better than others as far as questions are concerned, because some of those questions will yield far more in-depth, thoughtful answers than others will. So let me break them down for you. When communicating, there are better questions to ask than others. And here's what I mean by that. So if you want fact-based replies, the best way to ask is where or when or who questions. I know it sounds weird, but who said 4 score and 7 years ago requires a memory-based answer. If you know the answer, great. If not, you Google it. It was Abraham Lincoln, but okay, so that was the Gettysburg Address, and we move on, right? And so you can ask that question, and the person goes, oh, yeah, that was Abraham Lincoln, and you move on. The problem is that that's the answer. There's nothing thoughtful about it. There's memory that comes into play, and then you remember who said it, and then you move on. The same thing goes for where. Where is the Liberty Bell? Oh, it's in Philadelphia. Okay. So great, you've got the answer to the Liberty Bell, but it's a very short answer. It doesn't require a lot of thought. It might require, again, memory, but it doesn't require thought. And that can be kind of a problem when you are trying to really work on getting to know someone, right? So if you're asking them, oh, where did you go to school? That might actually work, because they might go, oh, the University of Michigan. Oh, my sister went to Michigan, and blah, 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 right? So you can do that, but it's still kind of a single, well, in here, University of Michigan is 3 words, but you know what I mean? It's a short answer. It doesn't require a lot of thought. It just remember where you went to school, you say it, and then you're on to the next question. But there are ways to ask so that it's a little bit different. And I'm going to talk about that in a sec. The other one to think about is when. When also requires fact-based replies. When was the American Civil War? Oh, from 1861 to 1865. Okay, that's it. Right? That's the answer. But what if you asked it this way? What do you think were the causes of the American Civil War? Immediately, that's a richer question to answer. And it's going to take thought, and it's going to take reason, and it's going to take ideas, and it's going to take sort of synthesizing a bunch of different parts of what you think and what you believe and what you feel and what you remember all in one to answer that question. And that brings me to the best questions that you can ask. And those are the what and the how questions. Notice when I said, as opposed to when was the Civil War? Yeah, okay. But what do you think were the causes of the American Civil War? All of a sudden, we're in a different playground. All of a sudden, well, there were states' rights people and they wanted some, the abolitionists wanted to stop slavery, and there was all this stuff going on. And so that requires that synthesis, that use of brain in order to answer. The same thing happens with how questions. How do you think this works? Oh, that's different than will it work? That's a yes or no. And in fact, avoid yes or no questions. They're not as fun or as sort of thoughtful to answer. Do you think it'll work? Yes. Or to quote The Princess Bride, do you think it'll work? It'll take a miracle. Okay. You know, it's generally those kinds of questions, again, have very small answers. What do you think it will take it to work? Ah, so that's a really different question. What do you think it will take to make this thing work? What do you think it will take to make this thing happen? What do you think it will take for us to be able to achieve that goal? What do you think it will take for me to be able to run a marathon? All of those kinds of questions are super good questions because they require in-depth thought in order to answer them. And that's what you want. When you're having conversations with people, you want to be asking questions that are going to require thought to answer. Just facts, just fact-based questions, they're going to give you an answer, but then you have nothing much to go on, right? Unless you have follow-up questions already set up, like when was the American Civil War, 1861 to 1865? Great. What do you think were the root causes of the American Civil War? All of a sudden, we're in depth. And that's the way you can lead the person to answer really in-depth questions. And it can be about their beliefs. It can be about themselves. It can be about what they think. It can be about their job. And if you're in an interview for a job, for example, asking when did the company start, not as great as how did you start this company or what inspired you to start this company? Do you see the difference there? Isn't it interesting how as soon as you start asking those questions slightly differently, you're going to have very different answers? That is really crucial. And the last question that is kind of a challenge is why. Why is a difficult question word? Because inherent to why is defense or justification. Why didn't you wait for me? It's like, okay. Or what kept you from being here is different than why didn't you wait for me? Because all of a sudden, why didn't you wait for me is one of those things where you're like, oh, I have to answer that and I have to justify what happened rather than just go, oh, what kept me? I couldn't get a babysitter or whatever, right? There's a lot to think about in those situations because we start going, oh, I have to justify my answer. I have to defend myself. So anytime you're tempted to ask someone a why question, instead, reform the question. Reformulate the question so that it is a what or a how question. Because instead of immediately becoming a little defensive and giving you more of a defensive answer, the person will have the opportunity, you will give them the opportunity to give you a more well thought out answer. And that will probably satisfy you more too, right? Instead of a, I just couldn't, right? Why didn't you wait for me? I couldn't wait for you. Okay. Or whatever the answer is. Oh, yeah, what kept me? I couldn't get a babysitter or my car wouldn't start or whatever. And then they don't feel defensive. They just feel like they're allowed to give you their thoughtful answer for what kept them late, you know, what kept them from being there on time or whatever. So those are the kinds of things you want to be thinking about when you're asking questions of anybody, whether you're in an interview for a job, whether you're interviewing someone for a job, whether you're meeting someone for the first time, trying to get them to know them. I'm going to do that again. Whether you are interviewing for a job or you're interviewing someone to hire them for a job or you're meeting someone for the first time, it's a great, great way to get thoughtful, in-depth answers in any conversation. Use what and how questions a lot more than you use the others. And if you must use the where and when and who questions, those are great, but only as sort of onboard questions. They're on-ramp questions to the substantive conversation because you might need the fact in order to build on the conversation, but as soon as you can, get to those how and what questions. It's going to deepen every conversation that you have. And if you can avoid the why questions, I think that would be best in any conversation because, again, you don't want to put, unless you're a prosecutor or a defense attorney, you don't want to put the person you're talking to in any way on the defensive because then you won't have substantive conversations. Then you'll have conversations that make both of you feel just a little uncomfortable. And if you want to make someone you're talking to feel a little uncomfortable, that's a little sad for me to know that. But if you are the kind of person who wants to really get to know the person, really get to in-depth information about them, from them, of course, what they're willing to share, that kind of thing, of course, then asking those how and what questions is so much better than any of the other questions. And you'll notice in interviews on this show, I do the same thing. When I talk to people, whether I'm interviewing them for my podcast or interviewing them for a job, or I'm the one who's pitching them to get hired to speak, I always ask how and what questions. They are going to give you more in-depth answers. They're going to give you more well thought out answers, and they're going to give you better ideas from that person. They're going to be much more in their imagination and much more in their inspired mode and innovative mode than if you just go, give me fact-based answers. All right. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. As always, reminding you that if you need some coaching, there's a little discovery call button in the show notes. Drop that in, make an appointment, and let's see if we can work together so I can help you be the confident communicator you're meant to be. Until next time, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you.